What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, hour number three. No Rob Long today. He's back on Thursday. Ed Norris, Jeremy Kahn, and now Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, how are you?
Life's good. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I'm going to start with the first thing you said to us coming in. The Ravens, over the past week, lost quite a bit of talent to other teams. Talk about it, if you will.
Yeah, well, they go into cutdown day knowing that they had a lot of tough defensive cuts in particular to make, but some tough ones on the offense as well. They lost three guys to waiver claim, and that was, of course, Breed, Ravenel, and JAD, which is a loss for potential 2025 consequence. So is Breed, for that matter. And then they lost two others to practice squad signings. So these aren't waiver claims. These are people who decided to sign with somebody else's practice squad rather than re-sign with the Ravens practice squad. And that's Jason Jones, a nose tackle, and Garrett Dellinger. Garrett Dellinger, I think, is a fairly significant loss, the seventh-round draft pick for the team, and a guy who could well have been the Ravens' 10th offensive lineman this year. They decided to only go with nine, hoping that they would get Dellinger back. They didn't get him back. There's another really weird one. Darian Dalcourt, who's been on the Ravens practice squad in 24 and in two camps so far, he hasn't been re-signed by anybody. So apparently he's a little lower down on the totem pole of offensive linemen, which is a little bit different from what we see from the order of entry. But I was surprised they have not re-signed him. I hope there's still a chance that they might. Rasheen Ali was the player kept on the roster, I would say, instead of the 10th offensive lineman. Some other people say you could have kept a 26th defensive player as well. But there was a significant outflux of talent, and it was going to be significant no matter what. But it could have been four players lost, I think, if they would have been on top of it in terms of keeping different players on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the offensive line is an area of concern because there's no depth. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have very few offensive linemen. I also didn't like the loss of Jalen Armour Davis. I mean, Titans pick him up, and I just think he was more valuable than Ali because the running back room was so stacked. I feel like you could have kept JAD or kept the lineman, and still been a little better off than we are now. Unless they're keeping him for kick returning, and that's just,
That's what they're doing. But yeah. There's only one running back league wide of the 31 claims that got signed. That's Raheem Sanders.
Right.
So and he's a real physical gifted player, more so than Ali. It's extremely surprising that they didn't try and put Ali through waivers and use him as a practice squad elevation if they wanted a kickoff return guy. If that's all they want.
Right.
So I'm a little bothered by how this played out.
Now, as far as some of the other things that we've discussed leading into this game, we always talk about week one, some of the surprises, because teams don't show a lot in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think we're going to see week one against Buffalo? Any wrinkles?
It's like Christmas morning in a lot of ways. For an analyst, you come home, you look at the first game, you look at all the film and whatnot, and there's always new packages. I mean, for an example, we have no idea how the Ravens are going to line up defensively. They played every snap during the preseason as either a base defense or a standard nickel. They haven't done anything that didn't have two inside linebackers on the field at the same time. That whole smorgasbord of options is available to Orr, and I'm sure he's going to make use of a pretty significant portion of it. But we don't know if they're a dime team or a committed nickel team at this point, so that'll be interesting to see. We don't know where Hamilton is going to play in obvious passing situations. We don't know how the Ravens are going to manage snap counts for Alexander and Awuzie, for example, if Alexander can even get on the field right now. He's been out of practice for a long time.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, because they're not going to tell us anything. Like, Harbaugh even joked about it. But do you think, like, with Alexander, we were talking about it, which would hurt more if they missed Alexander or Ricard?
Oh, those both hurt, but they've got Lucas Scott they can bring up from the practice squad for Ricard's role. It wouldn't be perfect, but it would be something.
Okay.
And so they do have somebody for that. There's nobody to replace Alexander.
What do you think about just the physical matchup when you got somebody like Derrick Henry, who he's bigger than all the linebackers? For one, I mean, Ricard's bigger than the alignment, and he may or may not play. So that's him. But I mean, they look like they should be able to just run the ball down the Bills' throats, and they have in the past. So I just wonder how that matchup's going to go, because I don't know how they're going to stop this team, but particularly Ricard's healthy.
Right. The Ravens need to establish the run and be effective doing it. They were in Week 4, and they were in the playoffs as well. They ran very effectively against the Bills. So I would hope they can do it again. Buffalo knows that they have some size problems, and they did try and address that during the offseason. Deion Walker, the fourth round pick out of Kentucky, is a big guy. Apparently he's played pretty well in the preseason. And the other guy, they just had somebody hurt too on their defensive line, though. He's one of the undersized guys who's a sub or a first down guy for Ed Oliver.
One of the other things in talking about and I don't know how much you got into the practice squad, how do you feel like they did with that, putting it together? Because there were some names that you would like to see him come back, but obviously took other chances.
Right. So, I mean, the Ravens practice squad is a win-now practice squad. It's got six veteran players on it, including Tyler Huntley, who's the only guy they brought in from the outside, by the way. It shows you they have a 6-1 inside. It's almost like opening the door of a spaceship in terms of how much comes in. It's not much. They've got seven guys on the squad who are prospects to provide value during their first four seasons. They're still coming up, and that's the offensive tackle, Lichtenhahn, who we haven't seen too much of. He hasn't been talked about too much this preseason, but he has played a fair amount. Lucas Scott, who could be an elevation if Ricard can't go. Zaire Mitchell-Payton, another guy who possibly could be an elevation for the games that likely is out. Nose tackle CJ Okoye is an IPPP guy, so they got him back. And that's, you know, this is his third year on a practice squad. It's time for him to make some progress, I'd say. Kymen Rucker, the outside linebacker out of North Carolina, the inside linebacker Chandler Martin played very well in the preseason. And I think the dark horse is Marquise Robinson, who had a really terrific preseason this year. And I look at him as one of the nice prospects that they still maintain. That's the kind of position that won't stay the whole year. Someone will take him as roster's attrit, and the season goes on, somebody will grab him away from the Ravens.
Going back to the defense now. Going to defense, what are they going to see against Josh Allen? You know, Kyle Hamilton got his big extension. Alexander, the secondary looks really good. What happens with Hamilton, for one? And is he going to go back to where he used to be with the draft pick? Anything new going to happen against this Bills team?
Yeah, so I don't think we know entering the season where Hamilton is exactly going to play on obvious passing downs. I think that's the question you're asking.
Yeah.
Is he going to play a dime? Is he going to play in the slot? Mm-hmm. The Ravens have Marlon Humphrey. If the Ravens' cornerback depth is immediately challenged between the absence of Alexander, if that happens,
right?
Okay, and potential to need to restrict Awuzie's snaps as well, or deciding on where you want to play him. The Ravens may really want to have Hamilton in there, in which case they need to dip into their safety pool. All of a sudden, just the injury to Alexander alone really makes the Ravens a little bit thin in the secondary.
Yeah.
So it's a great secondary. We've been told that all off season. We've kind of been conditioned, and we're entering the season and a bunch of people are hurt. So.
Well, Washington is a big blow. Yeah. And now, Alexander.
Well, we're going to step out. We always do two segments here with Ken. We'll get into some other stuff, that defense versus the Bills. We'll continue with that. Ed was talking about big game on Sunday night, half-point spread in most locations. So we'll talk more about that coming up right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Sitting here with Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Of course, Ed Norris, Jeremy Kahn here. Rob Long is off. We were talking about quite a few different things. And just as a fan, Ken, leading into this, we've got game one Sunday night. I don't know about you. I know us morning show guys prefer the 1 o'clock games on Sundays.
Oh, yes.
What do you think we see? Like, again, I know we kind of got into schematically, but like, what scares you about Buffalo? Have you looked at them enough? Or is there a weakness on the Ravens that we haven't talked about that maybe you're worried about? Because this looks like the best team on paper in the league.
Right. I mean, there's weaknesses on the Ravens. I think the inside linebacker coverage is a little untested. And in particular, to see how those two groups, I'm talking about the safeties and the inside linebackers, complement each other this year is one of the things to get a handle on early on, and that may dictate a lot of whether Orr goes to a dime defense. And basically a dime defense, he's replacing the weak side linebacker with a safety on obvious passing downs. That's what it means to go to the dime. You go to six defensive backs, and usually it's three safeties and three corners, and it's a safety replacing that weak side linebacker.
I think this for obvious passing downs. I think you're going to see dime in not-so-obvious passing downs because I don't know if – the complimentary linebacker to Roquan is really, it's certainly not better than Kyle Hamilton.
Oh, I mean, there's no one on the defense, I would argue, that's better than Kyle Hamilton.
Right.
But Kyle Hamilton, you can deploy him in a lot of different ways.
Right.
He's your trump card.
Yeah.
And if you take him out of safety, then you got to figure out, is Reuben Lowry going to be the guy on the back end? Is it Sanusi Kane, whoever it is?
Yeah.
That's going to be there. I think it actually might be more likely we see somebody like Kane at dimeback.
Really?
Yeah, so we might see that.
Yeah, because I just think they're going to do a lot of it. Because I'm still not convinced, Teddy Buchanan's ready or, any of these guys, really. And Simpson's disappointed me a little bit. So.
He's had a good preseason.
Yeah.
One of the things I saw in your writing was talking about keeping Ali over possibly another offensive lineman or maybe even another defensive player. What were your thoughts on that?
I didn't think that the Ravens would break tradition and go to 26-24. I think they did it one time in the Harbaugh era, but they have not. They've traditionally kept it always at 25-25. So the big hope was that they would keep a 10th offensive lineman. Now, their offensive line situation is a little bit tenuous, largely because Emory Jones has not gotten on the field yet. So it may depend on how quickly they think he'll be back. To me, he's a rookie coming in with a shoulder injury. I would think the rehab and the ramp up for a player like that is going to be more significant. And as the season goes on week by week, I would think the Ravens front office is going to be thinking, we shouldn't bring him off NFI if we can have him redshirted for the entire year the way they did with Voorhees and the way they maybe should have done with Ajabo. I think it's actually going to hurt Ajabo's career in the end to be not redshirted as a rookie. He came in and he only played, a few games at the end of the year, a couple games, and almost got no snap play. And it just ended up being a wasted year for both Ajabo in terms of development and the Ravens. And now he's entering a contract year with not a lot of really great prospects, frankly.
What about the interior play? Because one of the guys I'm really looking for this year is Travis Jones.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a big season. He looked like a cartoon character, comic book character at camp. He's huge now. What about the matchups between the Bills' offensive line and our defensive line?
Yeah, so that's one of the big interior questions is will Jones continue to demand the double teams, command those that needs? Because if he does, then Madubuike is going to have a field day. And that's an area of weakness for the Bills is on the interior offensive line. So McGovern and Edwards, the center and left guard, I would expect to be doubling Travis Jones on a lot of plays. Mm-hmm. If they try and move McGovern off and give Osiris Torrance help with Madubuike, then that'll make it easy for Jones to run wild. And if it doesn't, I mean, it could be Madubuike on Osiris Torrance is a complete mismatch, and that should lead to some pressure. So either way.
In remembering, too, that the Bills did sign the ghost of Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa with the nose so big he can smoke a cigarette in the rain and it won't get wet. What do you think about this Bills pass rush? Because it's weird now that I'm looking at it and I see Epinesa and Russo, there's some names that slid in the draft as pass rushers when we're going, hey, would this be a good fit for the Ravens, and not knowing how they were going to work out. Both of them have been fine, have been pretty good at this level. Now you add in Bosa and another rookie. Any concerns over this Bills pass rush?
I'd have concerns about it. I think it's a big test for the Ravens tackles. Landon Jackson from Arkansas, who I really liked in the draft, and he's the bald guy, the alopecia, they say, when they want to euphemize it. But he's a terrific talent, and he looks like he'll be able to almost drafted to face the Ravens in a certain sense because a good edge-setting defensive lineman. And they've got Bosa, and Bosa can certainly run himself out of some plays, but he's still a tough guy to handle, kind of slippery for tackles, so that'll be a test probably a lot for Rosengarten. And they've got Greg Rousseau and Epinesa, so they certainly have some pass rushers on this team.
What about our pass rush? How much are we going to see Mike Green, you think? And what do you think of Peebles? People are talking about him in the preseason a lot.
All right. So two separate questions. Let's start with Mike Green. So Mike Green is a I think he'll play mostly on third down. I might see him on second and 10 mm-hmm. and whatnot. It'd be very important for the Ravens to keep the Bills behind the sticks so the tush push and Allen's legs don't get in the game.
Right.
Okay. So I think that Green, you know, will certainly have opportunities. He looked pretty good against the run, I thought, in this preseason. So he's certainly maybe ready to do more, but they may want to try and keep him fresh for that as well. And I'm sorry, the other person
Peebles.
Yeah, Peebles. So I think maybe the best use of Peebles is going to be as a closer in this game. So one of the things you can do, if you get up by two touchdowns on the Bills or on anybody, you can put your pass rushers on the field with kind of impunity because the run game is no longer the threat.
Like a race car type package where you're just kind of putting all of them out there.
Yeah, for example. I mean, as I define it, race cars are like a lot of outside linebackers, and Peebles is a three tech. But you can put your three tech at nose if you want to as you're trying to close out a game. And have him and Matty Beek.
Because you're begging them to run the football at that point. Like, go ahead, you want the clock to run?
Daring them, yeah.
Yeah, I find that interesting. What about Jabril Peppers and what's happened with him? Like, I saw that he tweeted out how many different coaches and coordinators he's had. He's like, I can fit into any system. You know, I'll showcase. And again, a lot of confidence in himself, but you see a fit there?
Yeah, it's kind of a weakness for Buffalo at safety. Do I see a fit for the Ravens? I think he's more a player who could help Buffalo, which has some serious problems at safety. Taylor Rapp is a tackler who makes some coverage mistakes, and Cole Bishop, their starting free safety, is not a great coverage guy either. So that's an area where the Ravens really need to stress the defense. And this should be a matchup where extended plays are even more dangerous for the Bills. Because their safeties won't necessarily know how to react initially.
So how do you feel with all this said about just the 10,000-foot view of this matchup now? It's in Buffalo. Their linebackers are small. They're kind of undersized anyways, the defense. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen's a threat because, you know, he always is. He's, you know, he's a reigning MVP, like it or not, he is.
Yeah.
He means a lot to this team. I just think the Ravens have a better team. And I the regular season win last year, and you know whatever happened in the playoffs happened, but I still see them as winning this game on the road.
Well, I'm hopeful. Yeah. I'm always more of a natural worry ward, Ed. So I sit back and I look at this and I'm like, oh my God, how are they going to figure out how to lose this game? I understand that's the difference between being, by the way, a fixed and rotary wing pilot. If you're a fixed wing pilot, you just worry about what's going to go right. You're not too concerned about your flight. If you're a helicopter pilot, you're in the engine. You're really trying to understand what might really go wrong.
Yeah, because I don't even have those things fly.
do the ejector seats work on the helicopter? Yeah.
No.
Oh, sorry.
It is weird though, because I had the opportunity to fly in helicopters a lot from being in these police departments. I don't know how they fly. Look at them.
By the way, it's still one of the funniest things that never got on Saturday Night Live, but J.B. Smoove said he pitched them two things that never got on. It was a pirate with two eye patches.
That was funny.
He was like the meanest pirate in the world, and he's wearing an eye patch over each eye.
Yeah.
And then it was the helicopter family. It was a family that owned helicopters, so they all walk around the house leaning and yelling, "What is that, Dad? What do you want me to know?" Like, trying to get on the helicopter. And they're so stupid, but it's funny. Anyway, let's get to the website, what you have coming up, because I know you do a ton of work over at FilmStudyBaltimore.com.
Sure. Yeah, I'm at FilmStudyRavens if you want to follow me on Twitter and hear about my content as it gets posted. But we're getting into the regular lineup this week. We've got Know Your Foe coming out tomorrow. One Last Thing is a show I do with a couple of different guys on an alternating basis. We do a matchup show every week, one for offense, one for defense. So concerns podcast all week. It will be into the regular schedule of 9 shows per week starting next week.
Good stuff as always, Ken. Appreciate it. We'll be talking to you next week, man. Raven season is here starting on Sunday night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.